Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh, what's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back in business, dog. I got my co-host extraordinaire, Water, man. Water is the best co-host of all time. It's the best. Oh, man, if you're not getting in on this water in your life, man, you're missing out. You're shorting yourself, man. Drink it up, man. Take it in. Bathe in it. Harness it. Drink it. Love it. Hold it. Cherish it. Stop drinking that soda. Stop drinking all that soda. All that sweet, sugary, man. Get up out of there, man. Get in on this. Need this. That's what I want to hear. Because people be like, oh, I need my coffee. I need my energy drinks. I need my Gatorade. I want to hear more people saying, I need my water. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear, man. I want to hear that. Coming from more of y'all, man. I want to see y'all drinking it. I want to see it just, I want to be on your Instagram and seeing you drinking water. That's what I want to see. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be cute. Everybody want to be clinking glasses. Everybody, man, show me the water you're drinking. Show me that, man. It's ass and titties all over the Instagram, man. But where the wet ass and titties at? Where the watery ass and titties? And not just coming out of the water because you in Jamaica or something like that. I'm talking about you drinking some water and it just drizzles down your cleavage. That's what I want to see. If we're gonna be ass and titties out here, let's throw some water in the mix. Throw some water in the mix. Not no shower, man. I want to see you drinking the water and you just like, oh man. Thirst trap. If we're going to be thirst trapping, where's the water? Because when you think thirsty, you thinking, yo, you need some water in your life. So if we're going to thirst trap, put that water in there. Drink that water. Take it in. Sip it. Hold it. That's what I want to see, man. I want to see more of that, man. We got Amir on the ones and twos, man. Appreciate you behind the scenes, pressing buttons, turning knobs. You know what I'm talking about, man. We out here. It's a package deal. I got my patron saints in here watching live right now. The people that joined my Patreon, that actually joined my Patreon, they in here right now. And I'm going to give them a shout out, man. Emilio, Brother in Blue, Alice, D. Pulliam, Chaz Ali, Harry, Elam, Brittany, Simone L., Yalitza Garcia, Nisha Cakes, F. Keenan, Chris M., Candid Cammy. You know what I'm saying? Cute Smile 2. Miss Miles. Miss Ree Renee. Kevin Smith. Kristen R. Randomly CJ. Sandy J. Dwayne T. Jonathan Walker. Damon Rowland. The Math Wiz. Mr. Enigma. Latoya Larkin. Chef the Deaf. Nana P. Ebony ATL, J. Thomas, Michelle S. What's up, y'all? Jamal B. Crystal Carradine, Eric Payne, Miss Incredible, Miss Ma'am. Got a whole squad up in here, man. They in here deep, too. They in here deep, robust. We out here, man. Let me get my glasses on real quick. Excuse me. Let me get my glasses. Like no other. Before you know it, you'll be on your knees. All right, y'all. I got the glasses going, man. We getting through summer, man. We just hit August. I feel like August is the hottest month. Some people could argue July, but I feel like them August temperatures be. And y'all know we've been heat waved out here, man. Pets is out here dried out. But I feel like August is the hottest month. I don't know what it is. August is musty. August is just straight up musty. It's a musty ass month. No disrespect to people with birthdays in August. I love you. Sure, I got love for Sabrina forever and always. Her birthday in August. But she knows I feel like August is a musty ass month. Yeah, I got a personal vendetta against August for personal reasons. But even before the super personal reason, I had beef with August already. It's just a musty ass, no holiday having month. You're going back to school. You're going back to work. It's hot. No holidays is cracking. It's just, it sucks. It's a good name. If your name is August or Augustus, great name, but it's not cracking like that. It's not cracking like that. Man, the Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence fight. Wow. It was the talk of the town this weekend, man. That fight was the talk of the town. It was highly anticipated. It did not go the way a lot of us saw it going. I know a lot of people was picking Terrence Crawford to win. That's the majority of what I saw. But the vast majority of what I saw and what people were saying was they were like, it's going to be a close fight. It's going to go the distance. Nobody's getting washed. And sure enough, it was a one-sided affair. It was a one-sided affair. It was a boxing clinic. Errol Spence won that first round, but Crawford was over there. In that first round, Crawford was in there calculating. He was like, okay, all right, this is what we doing? Okay, bet that. He ran that man's credit score in that first round. He ran that man's whole Carfax, his credit score, his work history, his credit history was all read by Crawford in that first round. And then in the second round, and from every round henceforth, it was lopside city. He put the work in on Errol Spence. I was just like, yeah. Damn. I did not expect that kind of fight. I didn't. I will own it all day. I didn't. But it was you know what I'm saying? It was quite the fight. Well, I mean, it's quite the beatdown. Much respect and props to any first of all, any fighter gets props and respect from me, whether you win or lose. Whether you win or lose, you're gonna get my respect. Because if you're a pro at that level, you're an undefeated pro at that level, you got belts at that level, and you're fighting other people that can really fight really good and you've been winning. Even if you lose, though, I'm still like, yo, respect. Like the loser, most losers can sock me out in a ring because this is what they do. This is what they do. That's why I don't like talking shit about fighters, man. Even when they get tossed up, even when they just get pieced out. I still be like, respect, because you doing what I can't do. Even on your worst day, you better than me. Because you literally eat, sleep, and breathe this shit. Even when you get mopped up, it's like, yo, man, so I'm always like, yo, props. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to lose. And the fact that you are willing to take this embarrassment, fight after fight, I could get embarrassed on any night of the week. It's a scary profession. And you're getting punched in the head and the face. You're literally taking punishment that most of us don't even want to even experience in our whole lifetime. Most of us live our life to not want to be punched in the face. We live our life like that. We live the day to day to be like, man, I just don't want to be punched in the face. That's our day to day. None of us wants to be like, yo, man, I want to get socked out when I go to Trader Joe's this afternoon. Nobody's wanting that. Yeah, you got some people that be like, man, punch me, hit me. Hit me, I want it. Those people exist, but that's rare and silly. But for the day to day, I don't want to get hit in the face. I don't want to be slapped. I don't want to be punched. And for you to choose a profession where you just like, yo, I'm going to be getting punched for a living in the face hard, repeatedly. You signed up for this life. You were willing to be like, yo, I want to get hit in the face hard for a living. That's a different kind of mindset that I don't have. I don't want to get hit in the face. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get hit in the face, man. I don't want to be out here bruised up, face swollen, lips on swole, eyes swollen shut. And I'm at the bank handling business. My eyes is just like, hey, you know, I'm just trying to get a withdrawal. I don't want to be out there with these eyes. Eyes this big. Coming out, your eyes are coming out to where my elbows are. And you in the bank like this. I can't see the paperwork. I'm sorry. That's a whole nother mindset. That's a whole nother lifestyle. I think my last fight was in high school. And, you know, ever since high school, you know, I've had, you know, little play fights with your friend. I remember me and my boy Twan was just hitting each other full steam in the body in the gym. We were just, and we were just taking it. We were just exchanging blows. I'm like, all right, you got me. You got me. Body blows. We were silly. And Twan got big ass hands, too. I was taking them, though. I was taking and delivering. So then I got to thinking, I was like, would I have been a good fighter? Like, if I really just put my mind to it and really was like, you know what, I want to fight. Sometimes I think that, like, you know, could I have been a contender? Could I have been a good tender? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm very apprehensive about everything in my life. I'm very apprehensive. Not on P said, you got big hands too? I do. You know what I'm saying? My hands are always the topic of conversation. And to me, they're just regular hands because I live with these. I live with these every day. And y'all be like, you got some big ass hands. I'll be like, man, these are my mitts. These are my day-to-days, man. They've been with me since the beginning. So in my eyes, they regular hands. But y'all be like, damn, Tom, some big ass hands. I'm like, yo, this is just what it is. Brother in Blue said, I got pastor hands. Pastors be having big hands? What kind of hands they be having? But much respect to the fighters and everybody that fights for a living, man. You get all my respect and love. And, you know, I respect what you do. And, you know, I'm always praying for health and success and continued health. So I wish Errol Spence the best. I would like to see a rematch. I would like to see the adjustments Spence makes against Crawford. I'm interested in that. It's all about the adjustments. Because to me, a true champion is somebody that takes a loss, how they respond to that loss, how are they going to recover from that loss. That's a true champion for me. With no disrespect to an undefeated champion. That's much props and much respect. But when I see a fighter lose, take a hard loss, not just a decision loss, a hard, big booty loss, I like to see how they recover from a big booty loss. Because I know when I take a loss on stage, and I know I can't really compare actually fighting to, you know, stand-up comedy. But when I take an L on stage, when I go out there and I get my ass kicked from the audience and I feel like I'm not even funny, I feel like I don't have it. I like to get back up immediately in those moments where I feel like maybe I'm not who they said I was. Because we definitely have those similar things when it comes to stand-up comedy as fighters do. You know, you could get in your own head, like if you take a hard loss, you got the brakes beat off you. Sock the brakes smooth off you. You could lose confidence. You could be like, you know what? Maybe I'm not as good as I thought. When you meet that right opponent that really served you up, you could doubt yourself. And a lot of fighters can't recover from that first loss. So I'm always curious to see how you gonna recover, man. How you gonna get out of this? I took an L on stage a couple weeks ago. I felt like, man. Was I funny? Like, was I ever funny? That'd be me. Was I ever funny? Because goddamn, man. I wasn't feeling that. Yeah, I'll be having those moments, y'all. One false show. I'll be questioning my whole existence in this comedy game. One false show. No, I had on pants. I had on pants, y'all. So this is what we deal with on the day to day. On the day to day, y'all. I watched a really dope scary movie recently called Talk to Me. And the premise was so good. The premise was so good. I was like, yo, this is a dope premise. The premise is this. It was a party game. They made it into a party game. They have an embalmed hand. And the game is they light a candle. The person takes the hand. They tie you in the chair. The person takes the hand and says, talk to me. And when you say talk to me, a spirit appears on the other end of that hand. And you be like, yo, talk to me. And then I let you in. Then the spirit gets in your body and they start living through you for like a minute. And that's the party game. So they're throwing their heads back and they getting possessed for like a minute, and then they looking around the room and they saying weird shit. And there's just weird shit going on, and they just doing. And then you stop the clock. You take the hand off the hand. And you blow the candle out. So that once you separate the hands and blow the candle out, then the spirit is gone. And that's the intent. But sometimes you hang on too long, and sometimes that spirit don't want to leave. Now shit is getting spooky. Shit is getting weird now. So you got to be careful. But that's the premise of the movie. And it was just like, yo, this was a dope, well put together movie right here. It was quite the experience. I was squirming in my seat. I was just like, yo, it's good though. The performances are good. The character development is dope. And it's like, I'm really sitting here questioning, would I play the game? I don't know if it's a for sure no for me, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's a for sure no. Because I really want to see if a spirit pops up. My curiosity is going to make me go, I want to see if there's a spirit on the other side of this hand. Especially since I lost somebody close to me. I want to see it. I think I would. Now, mind you, I'm going to be sitting there for a long time debating. I'm going to be on the fence for 45 years. And I'm going to just be like, I'm going to watch everybody do it and come up out of it. You know what? I would have to watch the game being played for a full night, different people going up and doing it. And then I'm going to have to keep tabs on those people that did it and be like, you've been seeing stuff? You've been seeing any after effects? You've been seeing weird shit in the house? You've been seeing spirits in your kitchen? You've been seeing weird reflections? What you been seeing? I'm going to be hitting them up. What you had for dinner? Oh, I had this for dinner. Did you see a ghost when you was having dinner? Any weird shit been going on? You been feeling weird? You been seeing weird shit? No? Okay. All right. So I'm going to have to do mad research before I just dive in. It's going to have to be weeks of research. I'm going to watch you do it, and I'm going to just follow you around and harass the shit out of you. What you seeing? You seeing anything? Any lingering effects? All right, now. Then and only then will I be comfortable enough to even attempt. Then after I say, talk to me, and then I see the spirit on the other end of the hand, I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to be like, I let you in. I don't know, man. I don't know. Because that let in is something serious. But I'm super fascinated and curious about the spirit world, especially now. Especially after losing Serene, I'm like constantly thinking about the afterlife. I'm constantly thinking about the afterlife and death now. So it's like, I want to know where he's at. I want to know what he experienced. I want to know what he's doing. I want to know what's going on. I have to know now. Like, I have to know. So I get why characters do certain things in movies now. Like on the outside looking in, you like, yo, why would you do that? Because I want to know. Because I want to know. So it's like, all right. So that's my big motivator right there. It's like, yo, I have to know now. I have to know that there's something beyond this. Because I used to just be curious for myself. But now when you lose somebody that close to you, it's like, especially with Serene, like I took him to everything his first time. I took him to his first day at daycare, preschool, kindergarten, first grade, driver's license, ears pierced, tattoos. I took him to all his first. Now, I didn't take him to his first smash. I didn't take him to his first sexual experience. That has just been weird. But I took him to all these firsts in his life. I was there. So now, you know, when he passes away, I couldn't take him. So I'm like, man, God, I couldn't take him to make sure he was good. That's what eats me up. I was like, man, come on, man. I couldn't take him. So now I just want to know, you know, where he's at, what he's doing, what's going on. So I'm like obsessed with that. So with that being said, I'm just like, I probably would play the game in hopes that he shows up on the other end. And I can be like, oh, snap. I know it's deep and like a mixture of deepness and silly, but it's real. That's all I really be feeling. You say I seem so much more comfortable talking about death since losing Serene. Even before he passed, I talked about death a lot, I noticed. Like even when I was on Last Comic Standing, I talked about death. I think what makes me so curious about death is that I know that it's coming for us all. So it's like, you know, we lose people, we lose like parents and grandparents and family members and like, you know, people that are close to us. So even before I had a major loss like that, I was always curious about death. It was just like, because I know I'm going to experience it one day. So I can't help but think about it. What that experience is going to be like. What is it going to feel like? What is it going to look like? How is it going to happen? And what's after? You know what I mean? So it's so much uncertainty that I'm just like, man, what is that going to be like? Especially everybody dropping like flies and they just like, man, what is that like? So even when I got my appendix removed, I was thinking like, yo, what if I don't come back from this surgery? Oh, shoot, I still got this live. Let me cut y'all off in this IG live, man. You motherfuckers. I forgot y'all was still, hey, man, I'm cutting the clock off, man. You want to see the rest of this podcast, you got to join my Patreon. Join my Patreon, and you can catch it live. I forgot y'all was in here, man. Y'all was sneaky. Y'all wasn't saying nothing over here. Y'all was getting free shit in here, man. Look at them, y'all. Patron saints, they was in here reaping the benefits, man. They was in here watching me get all butt-naked emotionally, man. Y'all some peeping Toms. Y'all some peeping Toms in here. Nah, man, we wasn't vibing, man. If you want to see the rest of this, join my Patreon right now. I challenge you to join my Patreon. Click the link in my bio. Get in on this, man. I'm out. Sneaky bastards. They was in here reaping the benefits. Bootlegging it up, man. For 22 minutes, they was in here. They was in here, man. Side note, man. It's summertime, y'all. Summertime in that Cutlass. Now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. You too busy with summer plans to cook? But want to make sure you're eating well? With Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back outside and soak up the warm weather. Whether you feel your best while making the most of your summer adventures, stick to your wellness goals with premium ready-to-eat meals featuring high-quality ingredients such as broccolini, leeks, asparagus. Woo, that pea gonna be robust with that asparagus. Treat yourself to 34-plus weekly weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, ready in just 2 minutes. That's Fast and Furious right there. That's Fast and Furious. If you getting options like that, bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon in 2 minutes, never frozen, already ready, you ain't got no excuse. You ain't got no excuse. I had Factor before. I had this tofu meal with the rice. Fight man came through in the clutch. I was like, man, I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like going to the grocery store. I made that tofu meal. I was just like, this is right. This is where I'm supposed to be on nights like this. This is perfect. Already pre-portioned for you. You just take that little lid off and go to work, man. You ain't got to be in there cooking. You ain't got to be sweaty in the kitchen. Because sometimes, hey, the AC been going off all summer long. The AC been going off all summer long. So with this, man, you got a quick microwave. You be like, boom, pow, you're eating. You feel good about yourself. You're full. You got the nutrition. This is win-win. Because, you know, you busy running around during the day to think about lunch. You too busy to think about lunch. Keep your energy level up with lunch to go. Effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers that are ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required on those. You looking for low-calorie conscious stuff? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's what I be getting. I be getting the calorie-conscious stuff. You know what I'm saying? You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? Try the Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. And they offer delicious flavor-packed options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles, from keto to calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and protein plus. Prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long while meeting your goals. And if you're looking to mix it up, you can add a protein to select vegan and veggie meals each week. You round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato, bacon, and egg breakfast skillet. Or an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. They got everything you need, man. Head to factormeals.com/verbal50 and use the code verbal50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/verbal50. Use the code verbal50 to get 50% off. One more time. That's code verbal50 at factormeals.com/verbal50 to get 50% off. You're getting half off, man. Half off, y'all. Get in on that, man. Trust and believe. It's a good time, man. Get in on it. I want to say this. I was going to do a video about this on my social media, but I'm going to just do it right here. I'm going to do it right here. A.C. Monroe. Do y'all know who A.C. Monroe is? A.C. Monroe is a cat that don't give a damn about you, your household, your family, or your pets. A.C. Monroe is the air conditioner. His last name is Monroe. He been going out on y'all all summer long. He don't give a damn about your feelings. A.C. Monroe is like, y'all can kiss my ass. Y'all need me, I don't need you. That's AC Monroe energy through and through. I've been seeing constant people on my Instagram like, yo, the AC is out. The AC is out. AC Monroe smokes a cigarette and he be like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck about y'all. That's what you need to understand. Because his friend be like, AC's friend, the heater be like, yo, AC, you cold-hearted for going out on people like that every summer. I'll do it every goddamn summer henceforth. Let me tell you something, heater. I don't give a damn about those people. Why should I? They need me. I don't need them. That's what you need to understand. I will shut off on their asses every August, every July. I don't give a damn. I don't care where they are, especially in Texas, Arizona, Las Vegas. I will shut off on their asses. You hear me? Every summer. They think they're going to grind me down to a nub every summer having me on all goddamn day. Let me tell you something. AC Monroe ain't playing them games. Y'all need me. I don't need y'all. I'm AC Monroe. They need me in the house. They need me in the car. They need me at their job. When do I need them? Never. I'm AC Monroe. They need me. I'm the one keeping them cool. Do you hear me whining and complaining when they ignore me for months during the wintertime? Are they looking for me out here? Are they like, where's AC Monroe? Are they checking on me? They don't give a damn about me. They be all on heater's nutsack. Leaving me in the cold. No pun intended. So now, when they need me all day, every day, in June, July, August, September, now they all over me, kissing me on my neck. Man, look out, man. I'm shutting it off. I ain't working. What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it? I don't give a damn about your sweaty ass family. I don't care how miserable you are. I be seeing y'all having hot sex. I be like, man, y'all looking real sweaty in them pumps. But I could care less. Your kids are hiding complaining. I don't give a damn about your kids, man. Y'all could be a sweaty mess all summer. I could care less. And if you think for a second that I care about your little raggedy-ass, furry-ass pets, I will dehydrate your pets right here, right now. I see all that fur shedding. They miserable. But let me tell you something. I could care less. Oh, when I go off at your job, when I just shut off at your job, now you at work, you already miserable at work. Now you're going to be sweaty and hot. Man, I'll be watching y'all and I relish it because I'm AC Monroe. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to kick in when I'm ready to kick in. The only place I don't really shut down on is the movie theater. Movie theater, I'm usually, because I like movies. So I'm going to work in the movie theater. I'm going to work in the movie theater every time. But in your car, at your job, and at your house, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And I love shutting off in Texas, Arizona, Vegas. I love shutting off there. Oh, I love it. Y'all be literally passed out. Y'all be in the car just desperate measures, just greasy. And I'd be like, what's wrong? Why are you so sweaty? What's going on? They'd be like, come on, AC. I just need the AC. What you need me, huh? You ain't need me in December. I'm petty, man. AC Monroe is petty. AC Monroe, man. Y'all better respect me all year. I want y'all to turn me on in December, November. Just turn me on for 15 minutes. Pay me some attention in them cold months. That's all I ask, man. AC Monroe, man, I'm out. I'm out, man. Enjoy your summers. AC Monroe, cold peace, man. AC Monroe, man. Cold piece. I'm seeing mad people on my Instagram running out of AC. I'll be like, AC Monroe strikes again. Last summer, AC Monroe dipped out on our asses. Had us a sweaty mess at the crib. He would cut on and then cut right back off. Goddamn AC Monroe, man. Thank you, Andrew, for pulling up to the show last night. The show was a lot of fun last night. Audience was incredible. Full house, man. Thank you to the Tony Bacon Friends crew. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I've been in some high grocery stores a couple times. I've been in some high grocery stores. I've been like, damn, it's hot in here. It's hot. Anyway, let's do some this or that, y'all. Let's get into some this or that's, shall we? Shall we, guys? Do you have your this or that's prepared? What's up, Sabrina? I see you up in here. What's happening? You was there, Miss Incredible. It was great. Sabrina asks, pasta or rice? You coming in here with your shirt off, I see. Sabrina came in here titties loose with this question. I was just talking about pasta recently. I'm going to go, because pasta be winning, pasta be hitting. But I'm going to go with rice. I'm going to go with rice. And here's why I'm picking rice. Now, if we going for the who can really take me to an orgasmic level in the eating experience, pasta is going to get the edge. Because I've had some pasta dishes where I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like when pasta's hidden, pasta is hidden. But I'm thinking of how often can I have it? You know what I'm saying? How often can we vibe? How often can we do this without me feeling like a complete sloth after? Because pasta's going to shut me down. Pasta, I'm going to be heavy. I'm going to be moving slow. I'm going to be sluggish. I'm going to be like, yo, man, that pasta dish was incredible. You know what I'm saying? And rice is amazing. Like fried rice or just rice dishes, rice pilaf, jollof, arroz con pollo. Rice is just hidden. I love it. So I'm going to go with rice because I can eat more rice and not feel like I can't eat a lot of pasta and not just be slugged out. Like if I eat too much pasta, I feel like a sea lion on the beach. I feel like I'm the consistency of a sea lion. At that point, I'm just a blob on the beach and I got to roll into the water. Like I can't get up and walk. I'm rolling everywhere. So I'm going with the rice, y'all. I'm going with the rice. Good question though, Sabrina. Good question. But I had the rice locked and loaded. Locked and loaded. All right, what else we got up in here? What else we got up in here? Remember, highlight your this or that with the exclamation mark so I can see you. And I just found out that Chick-fil-A served mac and cheese. I just found that out on Daddy Issues. I never knew they had mac and cheese to this very day.
I heard it's good. I haven't tried it. But my girlfriend eats it, and she's vegetarian, so she likes it a lot.
Is she a mac and cheese connoisseur?
Yeah.
So she be
cooking it like on Thanksgiving. She got a recipe from her grandma. She stamped.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, this is actually really good.
Have you seen her Chick-fil-A mac and cheese? Have you looked at it?
Yeah. It has like the cheese would be like cooked. You can tell when they cook it and stuff like that. It's real southern like. So I haven't tried it. I can't vouch personally, but from what I've heard, it's pretty good.
Why didn't you try it?
Because I was eating my own stuff.
Okay.
I'm about to be extremely full. Yeah.
Now I'm curious.
Oh, chicken sandwich or fries and mac and cheese? Like, yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm amazed at Chick-fil-A. Because they already was winning. Chick-fil-A was already winning. Now y'all like, now mac and cheese. Cooked right. Because automatically, I think, all right, you a chicken place, you serving sandwiches, chicken. I just imagine some wet-ass mac and cheese that looks wet and light yellow.
No.
You know the kind of that's is, what I pictured.
This is that baked mac and cheese.
Oh,
sure.
My God. Chick-fil-A trying to corner the market. Chick-fil-A trying to crack everybody out to where it's like, yo, Chick-fil-A, we going to be a part of your life regardless. That's what they're going for. All right. Oh, okay. I see the questions coming in now. Shit. All right. Jay Thomas on the wait. Jay Thomas, didn't I put you on timeout? I feel like I put you on timeout, Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas asks, would you rather have to hear people's mouth juices every time they talk, or an entire parking lot witness you leaving a buggy in a parking space? So if I pick, so every time people talk, I hear the mouth juices. Or a parking lot full of people seeing me leave a shopping cart in the parking space. I might have to take that parking, that shopping cart L. I might have to take that shopping cart L. I might have to just risk the judgment of that full parking lot. Because I don't want to be hearing mouth juices from everybody every time they talk. I don't want to be hearing that every time. Because then, you know what I'm saying, when I'm just at a party or a get-together or, you know, somebody's house, I got to hear all that. Everything is juicy? Nah, man. I'm just have to be a piece of shit to a parking lot full of people. And they just going to see me leave the shopping cart right there in the parking lot. I'm going to be ashamed of myself. Don't slip. But I just can't be hearing mouth juices. That's a good question, Jay Thomas. Silly as hell. Nana P asks, ashy head or ashy face? No hat can be worn. No lotion will solve the ash. Ashy head or ashy face? Damn, this is... I'm going to have to go with ashy head. Because just an ashy face, that means my lips is ashy as well. My eyebrow, right over the eyebrows is ashy. My eyelids is ashy. My dimples is ashy. My ears. I'm going to have to go with ashy head. Because you only see just from the top. You're like, God damn, man. Your scalp. But if I had an ashy head, I'm growing my hair out. But then it's going to be all flaked out. No, I'm going to just take the bald-headed ashy head. You know what I'm talking about, you feel me? Because I can't have no ashy face. Because then people are going to think I'm on drugs. They're going to think, man, Tony cracked out, man. Seen his ashy-ass face over there at Chick-fil-A getting mac and cheese. I can't have that. I can't have that. I saw his ashy ass. He cracked out, man. He left his shopping cart in the parking lot. I saw him, man. He on drugs. That's what comes with ashiness, man. You on drugs. You on that shit. So, nah, man. Give me the ashy head. Nick with the birthmark asks, Doritos or Cheetos? I want to hear Mir's pick because I know you about that life.
Doritos.
Oh, yeah, it's
not
quick.
Even close. Doritos, and I don't even really dabble into all the flavors of Doritos. The original bag, red bag Doritos, classic. That's beating all the Cheetos out there, in my humble opinion.
I think I agree with you, Doug. I like Cheetos. Don't get me wrong. I like Cheetos. I used to love them as a kid. If you were to ask young Tony, Cheetos or Doritos, I would have been like Cheetos. Because I used to eat regular Cheetos. Them little Hobbit canes of pure cheesy goodness. But then when I got older and I started having homemade nachos with Doritos, and I just started eating Doritos more. The regular OG bag of Doritos. to this day, is some of the best chip action, in my opinion. Regular flavored Doritos are my favorite chip of all time. I'm going to stand on that. I can't put another chip above the regular flavored Doritos.
I agree.
I can't put nobody above them.
That's just it's just easy go-to. Oh, man. Consistent.
Never lets me down. It never lets me down. Doritos be right. I avoid them every single day of my goddamn life. But man, whoo, Doritos is fire. I love some good Doritos, man. Now I want some. Is this some Doritos here?
Yeah, they are the spicy ones.
Oh, yeah, I can avoid that. Yeah, that's easy. That's easy. I ain't making my nose run. But man, the regular flavored Doritos, so I'm going with the Doritos. What's your favorite chip? Let me know what your favorite chip is in the comment section below. I want to know yours, Doritos for me. Aries Taurus 19 asks, why Aries Taurus? Are you on the cusp? Let me know. Jordan 1 Lowe's or flip-flops? Ooh. Come on, man. I take it I got to wear one of these? I really don't like flip-flops. Like, I like women in flip-flops. That's it.
I guess flip-flops is the one with the division on your toe. Yep,
the big toe segregation.
Man. I can't even walk in those. I struggle wearing those.
Yeah. I used to wear flip-flops when I was living in a college dorm. I wore flip-flops in the shower.
Yeah, you have
that
to.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. Other than now, like, I can't stand this. I hate the way my feet look in them. I hate male feet in the flip-flop. Now, mind you, some of the more biblical, leathery, more sturdy, big-toe segregated sandals look decent on men, but when I'm thinking just a regular flip-flop, they kind of get thrown at your head, the little spongy material flip. Mm-mm. Give me the Jordan 1 Lowe's. Give me the Jordan 1 Lowe's. Easy. Jordan 1 Lowe's, easy, man. Easy. That's an easy one, John. Because I've never worn a Jordan 1 Low. I've worn Jordan 1 Mids before. Definitely worn the mids. I've never worn the low. But if I had to choose between flip-flops and the Jordan 1 Low, give me the gluten-free Jordan 1. Give me the no-sugar-added, gluten-free Jordan 1. No extra seasons. No, just give me that bullshit-ass Jordan 1. It's a hard-hitting question right there. Miranda Cummings asks, T-Mac or Penny Hardaway? Penny Bartholomew Anthony Hardaway for me. No disrespect to T-Mac and what he can do. I'm just picking my personal preference. Penny Hardaway was my guy for a while. You know, T-Mac is great. T-Mac is probably, he might even be more skilled, but man, Penny Hardaway, no injury, Penny Hardaway. In his prime, Penny Hardaway. Yeah, I got to go with Penny, man. Penny had the better commercials. He had the better ad campaign. He got the better nickname. He got the puppet voiced by Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? He got the dope story. I'm going with Penny, man. Penny Hardaway. Hell yeah. Absolutely. Terrence C. asks, would you rather go to the movie premiere of the worst movie ever or the concert of the worst rapper ever? I would rather go to the movie premiere. Sign me up for the movie premiere of the worst movie ever, man. Because if I go to a concert, that's going to be long. And he's going to be in there just rapping weak-ass bars. It's going to be I assume since this is a concert, it's going to be crowded. So I'll probably be uncomfortable. AC Monroe might not be working that night. So it's just like, and I'm just listening to weak-ass bars live and watch him think he killing it up there with the basic bars. And I'm just in the crowd and people are like moving and getting hype and I'm just like getting moved by the crowd and I'm just dead inside. Nah, man. Sign me up for the worst movie ever, man. I can't be listening to weak ass bars for 2-3 hours. Hell no. Then we got to sit and wait for the weak ass bars because you know they're going to start late. He the headliner with these weak ass bars. Now I done sat through other. It's going to be other weak people on the lineup. So I'm sitting through weak ass local rapper bars to get to the headliner weak bars. Hell no, man. Give me that one movie. I'll just take that one movie to the face. At least I can eat some popcorn and just be like, all right, to hell with it. Damon Rowland asks, Sade and MJ or Prince and Anita? I'm going with Sade and MJ. I'm going to go with Sade every time. I'm going to go with Sade every time. So, you know, given my mood, I can go either MJ or Prince, given the mood. But Sade is my favorite. So, you know, I got to go with Sade and MJ. Now, don't get me wrong, man. Prince and Anita? Purple Rain and Rapture? Versus Stronger Than Pride and Thrill? Yeah, let me go ahead and get that Sade and MJ up off you. Let me get that. Tanisha Turner asks, honey or peanut butter? Come on, man. This is easy work right here. Peanut butter. Peanut butter. I was talking about peanut butter at length yesterday at the show. Peanut butter, some crunchy peanut butter? Forget about it. Like, honey doesn't crack me out. Like, I can resist honey. Any day of the week, I can resist having honey. I can never have honey again and be fine. Peanut butter be literally calling me. Peanut butter be texting me. Peanut butter sends me nudes. Peanut butter don't give a damn if I'm in a relationship or not. Peanut butter is going to be like, look at my titties. I know you're in a relationship with this. Peanut butter be showing up to my job. Peanut butter be just in my face all day, every day. Peanut butter be in my DMs and my text messages. Peanut butter be sending me videos, twerking. Got them nuts just, peanut butter just be, Peanut butter's all over the goddamn place. Peanut butter be asking me out to the movies. Peanut butter be like, I know you like comic books, so I got you something. Peanut butter just be like, hey, yo, man, chill, man. Nah, man. Peanut butter be showing up unannounced. Peanut butter just be. And peanut butter be looking good. Like, when peanut butter show up unannounced, peanut butter be looking good. Peanut butter be out here. Cleavage on point. Booty jiggle. Peanut butter just be like, man, come on, man. Don't do me like this. So peanut butter for sure, man. Peanut butter, I can't resist. I can't resist. Big Fish 922 asks, honey or syrup? Honey. Because honey's more versatile for me. Like, I can put honey on pancakes. I can put honey on waffles. I can put honey on French toast. I can put honey on my dragon fruit bowl or my acai bowl. I can put honey in my smoothies. I can. Now, mind you, you can do all this with syrup, but syrup is thicker, it's sweeter, it's going to overpower everything. And so you can't put syrup on your fruit bowl. You can't put syrup on your, I mean, you could, but it's just going to be overload. It's going to be overload. And it's going to be like, God damn, the syrup just took over everything. It's going to be all thick. Like some log cabin syrup on an acai bowl. Man, look out, man. It's got to be subtle. You got to come in subtle. And I feel like honey gives you that subtleness you need. I can't put syrup on a biscuit. Hell no. Syrup is a good time, don't get me wrong, but Syrup comes on strong. Syrup comes on massively strong. So I'm going to go with that honey for the subtle. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. You feel me? Sister Girl on Film asks, stuck in L.A. traffic having to boo-boo or stuck in an airport that won't depart with someone that won't stop passing gas. So wait. Oh, I'm stuck on an airplane that won't depart with somebody passing gas. So either I'm stuck in L.A. traffic having the boo-boo or I'm stuck on the airplane that won't depart with someone that won't stop passing gas. I would rather deal with the gas on the airplane. Because if I got a boo-boo, I'm in physical misery and panic. Like, I'm panicking, like, yo, I'm going to really shit myself in L.A. traffic. Like, that's embarrassment, that's shame, that's, you know, I got to throw my drawers away. I might have to throw my whole car away. You know what I'm saying? I got to throw the seat out. I got to get a random seat that don't even match the car after that. It's too much fallout for me doo-dooing on myself in that L.A. traffic. I'm sweating. The AC Monroe turned his back on me. It's a lot more fallout I have to deal with if, you know, the boo-boo in the car and they're in traffic, man, because ain't going to be a lot of fallout on that passing gas passenger. I'm going to be like, all right, pretty soon we're gonna take this flight. And my nostrils is going to be on 10, but still, you know, we can get through this. It ain't going to be no cleanup. It ain't going to be no mess. It ain't going to be no shame on my end. But, man, I got a boo-boo in the car, L.A. traffic. Look out, man. Casey asks, French toast or crispy edge pancakes? If they are made at a high level, let's say they're both made at a high level, like the crispy edge pancakes is miraculously put together. And let's say the French toast has been perfectly prepared and made, and the French toast also has the crispy edges. I'm going with the French toast. When French toast is made at a maximum level, when they get it just right, when the bread is right, when the batter is right, when the egg consistency is perfect, when the cinnamon and the nutmeg and the vanilla extract is all coming together and they flowing and they beautiful and the bread is just perfectly placed up in that mug. And then when you throw it on that griddle and then you got the crispy edges with the egg and the cinnamon and the nutmeg and the batter and the French toast. French toast, when it's made at a high level, ain't too much shit better than this, man. Yeah, I got to go with the French toast. Got to go with the French toast, man. When it's made at that high level, goddamn, man. I'm hungry, man. Why y'all keep bringing up food? I'm hungry as hell this episode, man. We done, man. We wrapping this episode up, man. We 57 minutes in. This is a good place to stop because I need to eat, man. I ain't ate since 7:30 yesterday. Let me look at my fasting clock, man, because right now y'all killing me, man. I haven't eaten in 19 hours, man. It's time. I got to get the hell up out of here, man. I need something. Goddamn. Listen. These this or that questions were great. If you asked me one and I didn't get to it, save it for later. We're going to tackle it again. Shout out to my patron saints. Y'all have made me ravenously hungry right now. So I'm going to go eat. I want to thank y'all. May or may not be a movie night tonight. I'm thinking it may be one because I want to watch Survival of the Thickest some more. But be on the lookout. Keep paying attention. Turn your notifications on your Patreon. But yes, I want to say I love and appreciate y'all. My patron saints have made Verbal Cardio a strong podcast. And I love y'all. Thank you for the questions. Shout out to Sabrina for pulling up and asking some dope questions. Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Cardio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.